Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mike, very much. Good afternoon, everybody. Beautiful afternoon, and we're proud to have you tuned in this afternoon. I'm Neil Sperry. We're live on KLIF for the next hour. Give me a call if you want to talk gardening. It's 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Mike Bass is running the boards, he's answering the phones, and he's doing promos and intros and outros and rejoinders, just like you heard. So you'll get to talk to Mike in person. Give us a call at 888-787-5543. And my agenda is to talk about the plants that you have in your landscape, your lawn, your house plants, your fruit, flower, and vegetable gardens, anything horticultural around your house. I don't talk about chickens and goats and pastures. Those are for other people to help you with, but I can certainly do my best, and I will give it my every effort to help you with the things that I just mentioned. So do call. One more time, the number, we have all lines open as we begin the program this afternoon, 888-787-KLIF. That's 888-787-5543. I begin the program every Saturday with our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. Meet Dina, not Diana, but Dina, D-I-N-A, the irresistible mixed breed sweetheart that you've been waiting for. At just 1 year and 2 months old, Dina is a bundle of love, weighing in at a cozy 49 pounds. With a gentle demeanor and a heart full of affection, she craves nothing more than soothing touch of a caring human. Dina's endearing personality shines through with every wag of her tail and every adorable smile that she shares. Dina is the ultimate cuddle bug, always ready to snuggle up beside you and make you feel cherished. And those ear scratches, they're her absolute favorite. With her soft white dappled coat and charming black ears, Dina is the vision of loveliness. But it's her unwavering love for hugs that truly sets her apart. Whether you've had a rough day or just need a pick-me-up, Dina is there to wrap you in warmth and affection. Bringing Dina into your life means inviting boundless joy and companionship into your home. She's not just a pet, she's family. So why wait any longer? Come meet this adorable girl today. Discover the love that only she can offer. Like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Dina has been spayed, microchipped, and she's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. You can see her. You can learn more about her. She's waiting for her new forever family at the SPCA of Texas Dallas Animal Care Center. Stop by any day between noon and 6 to meet her. It's always best to bring any 2- or 4-legged siblings to meet and greet prior to adoption. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org and click on Donate. Now, you can see photos of Dina by going to spca.org, and there are ways to get to the place where you can meet her, see photos of her, read her profile, but I don't have that link in my text here, but I think it's fairly quick. Animals are available for adoption at both the SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. And that is Dina, D-I-N-A, at the Dallas Animal Care Center. Let's get her adopted. They have a lot of wonderful pets, dogs and cats, and they'd love to help you get one into your family. And that's sponsored today by Whiz-Q Stone. Since 1983, the experts at Whiz-Q Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. This is a wonderful place to go, and today is a wonderful day to go there. What a perfect day to go to Whiz-Q Stone. They're open Monday through Saturday, and there could not be a more beautiful Saturday to visit. It's a destination place to go at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 22 acres of stone. They deliver all around the Metroplex. They deliver anywhere you can hear me, for that matter. and you'll see the gorgeous stone when you go out there. Take photographs before you leave. Take photographs of the project that you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to put in a walkway, take photos of it and take measurements. For goodness sakes, take measurements and print the photo out on actual paper, not just on your phone. And the measurements, have the measurements carefully written out. I need it this wide and this long. Maybe it's a retaining wall. Maybe it's a whole patio. Perhaps it's a border of river rock or a dry stream bed. Or perhaps you're doing, well, who knows what you're doing? Maybe building a fountain or just decorative boulders. Whatever it is, take your ideas with you to Whiskey Stone. And as they say, they will help you build the landscape of your dreams. They have a stone for every project, and they have very creative people there at Whiskey Stone. If you feel like you can't do the job yourself, maybe you don't build retaining walls for a living, they can put you in contact with people who do. They're very tied into the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They know the best landscape contractors anywhere in North Texas. They'll gladly refer you to them. So visit the experts at Whiskey Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, or give them a call at 817-429-0822, 817-429-0822. Open Monday through Saturday, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. It's Whiskey Stone.
Hi, I'm Sherry from Haltom Ace Hardware on Denton Highway. We're your source for those great home and garden products. Count on us for a friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Sherry, very much. The purpose of a rejoinder like that is that hopefully you'll say, well, I live not far from that store. I think I'll just stop in today, and I'll tell the manager or the assistant manager, I heard your promo for Neil's program, and I listened to that program, and I appreciate your sponsorship, or something like that. It takes all of that long to tell them that, and that really makes a difference when they when it comes time to renew that advertising, and I would really be grateful. They will, too. So anyway, well, I am here to answer your garden questions if you have any. It's a great gardening day, a great time of year. Oh, my goodness. I have a theory, and that is that people have become rather complacent with the freeze damage and weeds and things, and we need to redouble our effort to try to make things look a whole lot better, because our part of North Texas really doesn't look as good as it did about 5 years ago, and we can do better than this. I know that there's some tough economic times out there for folks, but come on, this is a good time of year, and you can do it a little at a time, and you plant mid-sized plants, they'll grow. Just take good care of them and do it with a good design idea. One tip that I have to you is if you go to a nursery and the plant that you want, the one you know is just the perfect species, the perfect type of plant for that spot, they say, well, we're out. We've sold out. That's a popular choice, and we're sold out. Ask them how long it's going to be until they get a replacement, a new supply. And if they say, well, it's probably going to be fall. That has really been in demand this spring. Wait. If that's the plant you know that you need, and you talk to them, and if this is a really good nursery, not just a place that sells plants in the springtime, and they say, we'll have it in the fall, and you say, yeah, that's what I need to have, and they say, yeah, that would be the best plant there, then wait, rather than stick something in that is not a long-term a good choice. So that would be my recommendation to you. Give me a call, won't you please? 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Call right now. We can talk about plants that you're trying to grow. I'd be glad to help you. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and I have it on sale for you. I have it on sale because I just really want to help you enjoy gardening to the fullest. It's normally $38.95. I have it marked down to $34.95. Now, this is a book that normally, if you bought it in a store, would be probably $50 or $60, because you'd also have the markup of a publishing house. I self-published this one. You would have the markup of sales representatives to go from the publishing house out to distributors, and from distributors on to the retail stores. So there's another couple of markups, and then you'd have the store markup. You have all of that. You don't with when you buy it from me. It's the only way you can buy it. I sell it either on my website or by calling my office. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening does not have the cowboy boots. If you're seeing that book, that's an old, old book. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about one with an Adirondack chair on the cover. It has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, the things you have to know to get started. And Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar of when to do every important task in your landscape and garden. And this applies to the whole state, every county in the state, when plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. These are fully illustrated with 840 photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts, and all that editorial. It's a hardback printed on high-quality paper and printed in San Antonio, not in China. Reason for that, I wanted Texans to be kept at work. And secondly, because I also wanted to go to the press, check selfishly to make sure the color was represented exactly the way it needed to be. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. I'll sign your book before I put it in the mail to you. You order it directly from my office or my website. The website's the better way. That's neilsperry.com. You can do that right now. NEILSPERRY.com. The other way is to call my office Monday through Friday. This week it'll be Monday through Thursday. And that's 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. But I would really suggest you go to neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, $34.95. Satisfaction fully guaranteed. We had foundation repairs at the Sperry House several years ago, so I called my friends. I did the same thing I'm suggesting you do. I called Advanced Foundation Repair. They came to our home. Their estimates are always free. Their work is affordable. It always is. Not just for me, for you as well. Give them a call. 214-333-0003. If you need foundation help, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
That's our pastor, Tommy Brummett, First United Methodist Church. He's an avid birder, and Tommy will join us in about half an hour. And we're going to talk about a bird that he has spotted recently, heard and spotted, and that'll be fun. Meet Dan, speaking of, not really speaking of trees, but birds in trees, he sent me a photo of a barred owl in a tree. I think Tommy probably took that photograph. Arborological Services. This is a great company. I love it when I get to tell you about a company that is just absolutely the best it gets. And there's no question in this case. Steve Hauser, Russell Peters, Kevin Bassett, they are all men who have been selected as Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. There is one person each year who is identified as being, you're the best in this state, sir or ma'am. You are the best arborist in Texas. And these three guys have all been so chosen by their peers across the state of Texas. Oh my goodness. And for one company to have three of them, this award's only been given out about 22 years now. And so that makes Arborological Services head and shoulders above others. And they have a man who has won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 13 times. He's gone on to represent Texas to the North American Championship, and he won that one year. Some of those climbers out of the north climb 150-foot-tall trees commonly. And Miguel Miguel had to compete against them, and they beat him one time. And he went to Europe to compete in that one. It's just awesome. This company is just great. They're the ones who do the work at our home on our trees. Nobody else will get that opportunity because they are that good. I respect them ultimately. Now, they advertise in my eGardens electronic newsletter and on my website. I'm proud to stand alongside them and recommend them to you because your trees will have the best care possible. From Arborological Services, arborological.com, 866-552-7267. They are right around here, meaning the Metroplex. That's where their work is done, around here. They're not franchised. They don't go outside the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's around here. They're good. 866-552-7267, arborological.com, Arborological Services.
Hi, I'm JJ from Ace Hardware of Richardson at the corner of Coit and Beltline. When you need reliable, localized help and those great Valspar paint products, come to us. We're the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
JJ was one of two men who came to me first and said, we really would like to talk to you about advertising with you. And he's been a rock ever since. And I'm immensely grateful for that friendship and that sponsorship. They don't make them any better. So thank you. And I'm proud to recommend that you go into Ace Hardware. And I hope if you're in Richardson, you'll go into JJ and Carrie's Ace Hardware right there on Beltline at Coit. Easy to find, northwest corner, right beside Coit, for that matter. If I can help you with a plant question, give me a call right now, won't you please? It's 888-787-5543, 888-787-KLIF. Many of our spring flowering shrubs and vines are now in full bloom or even finishing up their full bloom. For example, if you have flowering quince, if you have even bridal wreath is starting to finish up its bloom. If you have forsythia, it's finished now. These plants should be pruned immediately after they finish blooming. You don't prune them during the winter because you would be cutting off buds if you did that, flower buds. You prune them right after they finish blooming. And so I would really recommend that you not shear them into square or round forms. Do it the pruning individually, limb by limb. They don't have that many stems anyway. And prune them with lopping shears or hand shears, one branch at a time, so that they have a natural form when you're finished, so they don't look like they've just been scalped. But that is done the next day after they drop their petals, or within the next few days. I have some oak leaf hydrangeas that I really intended to prune this winter because they'll go ahead and bloom on the new growth that they produce, and they've gotten about a foot taller than I want them to be, but I'm going to do exactly what I just described. I'm going to let them bloom, and then I'll do some pruning afterwards. So that's just something that needs to be done pretty quickly now with these spring flowering plants. When your Carolina jessamine has finished blooming, prune it back at that point. So that's one example of spring pruning. Your vegetable garden at this time, you should be planting your warm season vegetables. It's time to plant tomato transplants. Tomato transplants, you need to concentrate on small to mid-sized varieties. Bypass entirely the large fruiting tomatoes. Don't even go near Big Boy and Beefsteak and Ponderosa and those types. Stay with types that when they are finished ripening their fruit, the fruit will be tennis ball size or smaller. You don't want the big whopper type fruit that would flop out of hamburgers on both sides. That's not what you want because those won't set fruit when it gets really hot in late May and June. There's a physiological tie between fruit size and their ability to set fruit once it gets hot. And so stay with the small to mid-sized fruit varieties of tomatoes. That is why you see cherry tomatoes produce way into the summer, whereas the larger fruiting ones, you'll get maybe five or six fruit off them where you may get 300, 400 on the cherry tomatoes. This is also the time to plant, well, just a lot of your warm season vegetables. Let's go through some of the bigger crops. Squash, plant them right now. Also, green beans, corn, other cucumbers, of course, peppers, all of that. I would wait to plant sweet potatoes, and I would wait to plant okra and southern peas. Those need even warmer soils. Same thing goes with caladiums and some of the other annual color plants. They do better if you wait just a little longer. Periwinkles or vinca, ornamental sweet potatoes, better to wait. I mentioned caladiums. You want warmer soil for all of those. So I'd wait. Other things that you can do now, you need to take care of your lawn at this point. Hopefully you scalped it a little bit earlier. If you didn't, you still can probably, or just mow frequently, because you'll get rid of a lot of the weeds. A lot of the broadleafed weeds can be eliminated just by mowing frequently. They are rank growing, they get up, they try to bloom, and if you're mowing frequently, you'll cut down on the bloom and therefore the seeds. That's really true with henbit, for example. Mowing frequently is probably the best thing you can do with henbit at this late date. For broadleafed weeds like dandelions and clover, plantain, and other non-grassy weeds, you can use a broadleafed weed killer, and you'll get really good control with that. If you have grassy weeds, you're just going to have to live them out. That would be annual bluegrass and rescue grass and ryegrass. You're going to have to wait until they die in the heat in late April or May. They'll die. They're cool season grasses. And that's why we talk about putting out pre-emergent granules around the 1st of September. And that's for the cool season grasses. It's time to fertilize your lawn as well. And we can talk about the right kind of fertilizer to choose. And I think I'll do that after I take this next break. But you need to choose an all-nitrogen fertilizer, a high-quality one with about a third of its nitrogen in slow-release form. And that's where I'll kind of adjourn until we finish this break. I want to tell you about Callaway's right now and invite you to get into Callaway's, because they are glorious places to visit. Geraniums are at their very best this time of year, so reward yourself with these wonderful plants. You'll find geraniums in all your favorite geranium colors at your favorite Callaway's Nursery. 6-inch geraniums, regular price $12.99, are $9.98. Great bargain. Geraniums bloom best in many shades, including all-time favorites like red and pink. You'll also love them in dazzling rose and bright violet. In addition to their long-lasting blooms, geraniums are delightfully easy to care for, making them ideal for everyone. Callaway's offers you unmatched quality in these much-loved flowers. Changing my glasses again. I try every week. I just don't make it with the computer glasses. There we go. So just shop for geraniums at your neighborhood Callaway's Nursery. There are many across the Metroplex. For a flash of instant color, add geraniums to containers at your front door or on the patio. Callaway's has a huge collection of pottery, including imported ceramic, terracotta, and modern lightweight plastic containers from Jappy to show off your spring bloom. When you're adding your spring plants to your beautiful new pottery, give them an extra boost with Callaway's premium container potting soil. You'll love the results, and it's 30% off. And more big news. Mark your calendar for two big events in one. All of the Callaway's locations will be celebrating the new Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea from First Edition at their Eclipse Viewing Party, April 8 from 1 to 2. For more details, check out their event page at callaways.com. The event page at callaways.com. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. That's Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Wonderful garden centers. Wonderful people. Callaways.com.
This is where President Biden has failed all Americans, and here he is putting Texas in a bad spot.
Stay in the know.
We have an unprecedented array of folks that are in the water.
570 KLIF and 96.3 FM HD2.
When it comes to your garden, you're the one who's calling the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that the entire garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. Well, at Baylor Scott & White, they believe that your health needs to be in your hands too. And that's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. That's MyBSW Health app. Download it today from Baylor Scott & White Health. It's the MyBSW Health app from Baylor Scott & White Health. It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. If you're considering a new walk at your home, we're discussing a few of your choices here this weekend. Most houses come factory equipped with simple concrete walks running from the street straight to the front door. If yours isn't especially functional, don't feel like it's permanent, you can change it out. Exposed aggregate concrete certainly is more natural looking than smooth troweled concrete. Small stones are pressed into it as it cures and then cleaned to resemble a stone pathway. There was a lot of this 25 or 30 years ago. There's less of it now, but it is an affordable way to have a vast upgrade in appearance. Brick walks are beautiful, but you must choose a type of brick that either matches your house exactly or you need one that's at least complementary to it. It needs to be a hard-fired paving brick that can handle the rigors of freezing and thawing in the soil, in the wet soil. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com. The Wild Birds Unlimited stores are there to serve you, and one in particular that I want to send you to is the McKinney store, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard. They're just south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. People come from miles around to get to Birdie's store. Cheryl Miller, don't call her Cheryl, call her Birdie. She has surrounded herself with great people, and many of them have been there since the day the store opened. It's been open seven or eight years now, and many of us who are customers wouldn't go anywhere else because we love that store so much. Things that you can get when you go in Wild Birds Unlimited. Well, certainly right at the door, you'll see a lot of garden decor that is centered on wild birds and bird feeding and bird watching. A beautiful decor. I think that Birdie is the one who goes to the market and enjoys shopping and bringing things back. Whoever it is, a lot of class, a lot of taste. Let me move past that, though, because we're talking about feeding the birds, watching the birds nest, enjoying the birds from indoors and even outdoors while you're out on the patio. They can help you attract all the birds that come to your kind of a landscape. If it's a wooded area, they'll help you attract all those beautiful songbirds. If it's out where bluebirds fly on the prairie land, they'll help you with bluebird houses or mockingbirds, or whatever. They know how to attract the birds to your landscape. And it is a great place to go to talk birds. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney, the best feeders. Hummingbirds, absolutely. See the high perch hummingbird feeder. Yes, they cost a little more. Yes, they last 10 times better. Yes, they draw more hummingbirds than anybody else's feeders. They're fabulous. And that's just an example. And look at the cylinders of wild bird seed that they offer. They have it all at Wild Birds Unlimited. They're easy to find at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just immediately south of El Dorado Parkway on Hardin, right beside Tom Thumb. That's Wild Birds Unlimited, open Monday through Saturday, 10 until 5, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard in McKinney.
Kennedy. All of this combined is an effort to stop Donald Trump from ever being president again. This is not equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws in America.
Weekdays 4 till 7. And don't miss the Hannity Morning Minute on DFW's Morning News at 5:55 and at 8:55. Only on 570 KLIF and 96.3 FM HD2.
The ever-shifting soil here in North Texas is responsible for so much damage to our houses. It's really a sad shame, and it could have been avoided early on before the house was built if the foundation had been put in properly with deep piers into the soil. But so often, in the rush to build houses quickly, I can't speak to this. This is not my strong suit, but the piers aren't there. They're not put in. And as a result, for whatever the reason, the foundations are left to move and shift and crack and problems develop in our homes. I think you've seen that happen enough times. You understand what I'm saying. Windows and doors don't open properly or they don't shut properly. And then you also have cracks in the grout and the tile and the brick and the brick veneer and the mortar. You have all kinds of stuff going on. Even tape and bedwork fails. And when those things start to happen, that's the time. That's your sign. I better call Advanced Foundation Repair. Neil has said that the home inspection is absolutely without any cost and without any obligation. That's exactly true. You need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Let them come to your home and let them do that thorough investigation to make sure that you don't have a foundation problem. They are very willing to take that chance, and if you don't have foundation problems, they will tell you that. If you do, they will tell you that. They'll show you where the problems are, how serious they are, or not serious, as the case may be, and if there is a correction needed, they'll tell you what it would cost to have that done. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 27 years I've told you about them, proudly so. We have used their services twice, once at our home and once at a business that we owned for 24 years. Advanced Foundation Repair. Talk to them about their guarantee and talk to them about their service, how quickly they'll do it, how well they'll do it. Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, foundationrepairs.com, plural, foundationrepairs.com, and on the phone, 214-333-0003. Again, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
I'm Mike from Grand Prairie Ace Hardware. We're your source of those great lawn and garden products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Mike, very, very much. Thank you. A reminder that you can tune me in on Sunday mornings, at WBAP, sister station. Mike Bass and I go down the hall and turn some other knobs. And you can also listen live on Sunday mornings 8 until 9 at 820 on your radio dial or 93.3 on the FM dial over at BAP. So give us a listen. Give me a call there. Phone number here is 888-787-5543. I want to tell you about broadleaf weeds that you're seeing in your lawn, in your landscape, especially, well, both places. I'll deal with them both places. In the lawn, a lot of those broadleaf weeds can be controlled by mowing. A lot of them are big, rank things that send up big stems, tall stems, and just by mowing them, they're gone. Henbit was the first one that we had this spring with the little purple flowers. They pretty much are through flowering now. And the henbit is. There are other purple flowers out there now. But henbit normally is very weak. And if you mow it off, especially as it starts to bloom or before it blooms, it won't come back. It's a weak plant. And you can keep it from going to seed, from blooming and going to seed, just by mowing it. So that's henbit. And a lot of the other big weeds, you get big thistles and things like that, you mow them off. They don't re-sprout very easily. Others will. You have other weeds like clover and oxalis and dandelions. You can mow them as long as you want, and they'll still be there. So for those non-grassy weeds, they're called broadleafed weeds, you can use a broadleafed weed killer. That's a weed killer that contains, among other things, 2,4-D. That's what I always tell people to look for. If you can see that on the label, whether it has another couple of weed killers with it or not, if it has 2,4-D, it is intended to kill non-grassy weeds, poison ivy, dandelions, clover, but it also will kill tomato plants and shrubs and things of that sort. But the 2,4-D is the beginning of the chemical name. It'll be in the fine print on the label. Now these products often will say controls poison ivy and henbit or and clover. They often say and clover. And so that's your clue. And so you need to use those. Once you use those in a tank sprayer, don't ever use that tank sprayer for insecticides again, because you can't wash them out successfully. Just use them for weed killers. Use the Sharpie to mark the outside of the sprayer or put a label on the handle so that you can't make a mistake. That'll help you. But broadleafed weed killers are always going to be used in the same sprayer every time from that point on. Let's go to Charles in Benbrook. Charles, this is Neil. Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Sometime last summer, when it was so hot, you wrote either in your or mentioned on the radio or somewhere about temperatures to watch for and when to water. And I was kind of needing to just want to get prepared just in case. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Well, vaguely. You're talking about, it says on my call screen, hollies. You're talking about for shrubs?
Yeah, for shrubs. She asked me what I was just hollies and maybe some other, a couple of trees and so forth.
Is this for new plants that are a year or two old?
No, they're at least a year old, some of them 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
And I lost one.
Yeah, I can help you. It's going to be in very general terms because, like I always tell people, think about how often you take a drink of water and you say, well, it's not that assigned, it's not that specific, and it won't be for your shrubs either. Yeah. But with new plants, Charles, I want to start with the new plants that you've just set out in the last, we'll say, 2 years.
Yeah.
Those need to be watered regularly, and I'm going to put that on a time interval for those. Let me go through this whole litany because I want to get it all out in one continuous stream here.
Okay.
For new trees and shrubs that have been planted within the last 2 growing seasons, so that would include 23 and 22, they need to be watered by hand with a hose, with a water bubbler or a water breaker on the end of the hose, with a human holding it.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be watered in an amount equal to how big the container was from which they were planted. If they were out of a 7-gallon pot, they need to get 7 gallons of water. That's how I tell people so that they don't just go up there and spit on them and move on. All right, and the frequency, hang on, let me finish this. The frequency would be, and I'm going to try to assign something relative to temperature. If it is, we'll say 85 degrees, that frequency is probably going to be once a week, very thoroughly.
Might be
5 days, might be every 5 days.
Okay.
Because those plants will not have rooted out very well into the adjacent soil. In the third year, they probably are out into the native soil, and they're going to be okay. They'll be fine with the water you put on for your lawn and landscape. Okay, so that's at 85 degrees. By 90 degrees, I think you're probably going to step it up to about every fourth day. And then at 95 or 100 degrees, you're going to be watering Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'll give you the weekend off, but that Friday watering better be very heavy. And if it's 105 degrees, you better be out there on Sunday after church watering or before church. You better just go every other day. If you don't do that, then sometime in there you're going to miss a day and you're going to lose plants. And it happens every time. I had a time that I was out of town for about 4 days this winter, and I had somebody watering for me, and they did not water 2 dwarf Burford hollies that we had planted last fall. And it was windy and fairly dry for that time of year. It was November. And they lost a bunch of lower leaves. And
that
makes me mad because the person who was doing that knew better. So anyway, I digress.
That was kind of what I was looking for. I had one Nellie R. Stevens holly that was very flush with leaves, and it lost most of those, and now it's refilled with smaller leaves. Is that like?
Yeah, it's hard to bring them back on the hollies when they get too dry. They hurt badly, and Yeah, okay. It's hard to bring them back.
Yeah, that's what I was having trouble with. Is I didn't notice them until.
Better to keep them just a little bit, water a day early than a day late.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So good luck with it. I'll bet it's going to get hot this summer, and I'll bet we have to water again.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call very much. Thank you, sir. All right. Let me take my last break, and then we'll see where we are at that point. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and my book is available to you on a special price. I decided to do this because I just wanted to help you have a chance to landscape and re-landscape after a couple of really bad winters in 21 and 22 and a couple of really bad summers in 22 and 23. Ugh, just those late summers. And a lot of people are trying to redo their landscapes, and money's tight, and I thought, I'll do what I can do to help. $34.95. I self-published this book, which means you have to pay for things ahead of time, and I'm okay with that. But I cut everything I could out of the printing cost and without compromising any part of the quality of the book. It's still a high-quality paper, same hardback, everything about that, but I'm just taking the profit away. Not all of it, but a lot of the profit, just to make sure that you have a chance to get the book and have a nice landscape and a nice fruit and vegetable garden as well. Chapter one of my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is the basics of gardening, the soils of Texas, the climates of Texas, things of that sort, various parts of the state. This book is written for every county in Texas. Chapter two is the calendar. It covers everything that needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed month by month. So it's a 48-page calendar, 4 pages per month for every county. I keep saying that. Chapters 3 through 11 are trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. I have 840 photographs. 840 photographs. I said that twice for emphasis. I have 344 pages. It is a hardback. It's on high-quality paper, and it was printed in San Antonio, not China. I wanted to make sure that we kept Texans working, and I also wanted to go to the press checks to make sure it was exactly perfect, and I'm very happy with the book. I'll sign your copy as it sells, and I'll take it personally to the post office and put it into the mail. So these are things I could do by self-publishing. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. I've sold 87,000 copies at this point and not one request for refund. Now get it while you can, that's my encouragement to you at just $34.95. Here are the two ways you can buy it. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. You buy it either by calling my office Monday through Friday business hours. This week it's Monday through Thursday because we'll be closed on Good Friday. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The better way is to order right now, and that's at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon. Order it at neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security. helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lentz Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lentz Landscape Lighting and Lentz Services. We light the way you live. For more info, go to LentzLighting.com. That's LentzLighting.com.
Well, let me tell you about Ace Hardware right now. They're the sponsors of this hour and have been for many years, and how much I appreciate Ace Hardware for that. Ace is the place that you'll appreciate, because Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. From the time you go in the door and you're greeted and you're invited, you are asked if they can help you, and you say, you can. Here's what I need help with, and they help you at that point. That's when you realize Neil was right. They are the helpful hardware folks. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer. You'll find a great deal on Ace all-purpose lawn fertilizer for all grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage for $24.99. Now that's a real deal. Just $24.99. Save $2 with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $22.99. They're a limit of two. And apply it anytime during the growing season. Apply it right now. It feeds your lawn in one easy step. It builds strong, deep roots to protect from drought and heat. Controlled release feeding for up to 8 weeks. It's formulated for quick greening. Now, this is a good example of a great fertilizer ready to use. I've been using it on our lawn and been very happy with it. I bought some a couple of years ago, and I stocked up. Ace is the place. I've stocked up at this very deal right here. 5,000 square foot coverage for $24.99. You can get it for $22.99, a limit of two. So get into your local Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks for all your home and garden needs. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I'm Dan Meyer from Salina Ace Hardware. I own my own Ace Hardware store because I enjoy serving the community of Salina. I am proud of my team that's there to serve you. We're Ace, the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
That is a beautiful store. Thank you, Dan. Every time that he comes on with that rejoinder, I tell you the same thing. And I hope if you're anywhere near Salina, you've been in there. And I hope you've said to Dan or to the manager, boy, Neil has been bragging about you every time. Anyway, you get the drift. We are joined right now by my pastor, Pastor Tommy Brummett. Tommy, how are you?
Oh, what a beautiful day it is outside today, Neil.
It is a gorgeous day. It's just beautiful. And I want to tell folks something that has transpired in this day. We lost a very dear friend of ours and of our church and of Tommy's. Robbie Clark died earlier this week, and Pastor did his service this morning. I had my statewide program that came right on top of that, and I watched online. My wife and her best friend, Pam Sexton, who was also on the school board with Robbie and Lynn. Robbie was president of the school board. And our son Brian were at the service, and I was watching. Nice job, Tommy. Nice job.
Thank you, my friend. I saw Brian and Lynn and Ann, and yes, we honored Robbie. Robbie was one of those guys that made a true difference in community, and we're so thankful for his life.
From the time he was a quarterback in high school, and before that, I'm sure, until the day he died. Lynn talked to him about some banking things a week ago, and we were just flabbergasted when we found that he had passed. And just a wonderful man. He meant so much to all of our families. So thanks for all the remembrances today, and a nice job. I love our church, and goodness gracious. So we're going to talk about birds, but before we talk about birds, I think we better be talking about Palm Sunday just a little bit, don't you?
Oh, my, it's Palm Sunday this Sunday. All the kids will be leading us into worship, waving palms and singing. Our children's choir is going to sing. The choir has a beautiful piece. It's just going to be a wonderful Sunday morning. And then in Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we will have our Easter egg extravaganza. So all of our kids and families will be back, and we'll hunt Easter eggs and play games and celebrate Palm Sunday. It's going to be a great day at First United Methodist Church.
That's going to be just great. Super. Well, love our church. First United Methodist Church is in downtown McKinney. It's on Church Street. How many churches were on Church Street when Church Street was named, Tommy? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't, but I think most of them back
yeah.
in the day. Yes.
And they all moved off and left us. They went out with the rich people somewhere out there. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that.
No, but we are the church that chose to stay downtown. We are the downtown church in the downtown community, and we serve our downtown neighbors and neighbors all across McKinney and the surrounding area. We have people who drive a long distance to come on Sunday mornings, and we live stream. So we have people in other states that worship faithfully with us every Sunday.
Yeah, you get folks from all sides of McKinney coming. We come from 6 or 8 miles away, and you get people from the other side 6 or 8 miles away, and it's just so neat. It's a central meeting place. It's at 315 North Church Street in downtown McKinney. And if you've not ever been to the downtown area of McKinney, come to church and then stay after lunch and eat downtown and enjoy downtown McKinney. It's a beautiful little downtown area, prettiest one in North Texas. I'm just a little biased.
So, me too.
Anyway, church service is at 8, 9, 10:05. That's the one that live streams. And then at 11:10, that's the one we're able to attend after I get all my radio stuff done. And then all those are on, well, the 10:05 one is on as a podcast as well. So tell me, I want to talk to you about owls. What do you have to tell us about owls?
Oh, I went out to the Heard Museum, which is a jewel right here in McKinney. If you've not ever been, you need to make a plan to go to the Heard Museum, walk around in nature, see birds and wildlife, turtles and lizards and snakes and all kinds of things. And a week ago, we went out to look for the trout lilies. The trout lilies are endangered, and they grow at the Heard. And lo and behold, we saw just a passel of crows screaming and squawking and flying around. And my son said, that's mobbing behavior. There's got to be an owl in that tree. And sure enough, we looked up, and there was a barred, B-A-R-R-E-D, a barred owl, a very common owl here in North Texas. And one of the owls that is, it's not nocturnal. You can see it often during the day. But we looked up in a tree, and there was a barred owl, just beautiful birds.
And Josh got a lovely photo of it, just a haunting photo. So that's great. All right, this is our pastor, Pastor Tommy Brummett, First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney. Come join us, folks. Thank you, Tommy, very, very much. Until tomorrow on BAP, until next week here, happy gardening.